TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
One.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yeah, the countdown is on. You tired babies in here needing to get home, take a nap because you worked late last night. Boy, Ace, if they had to work the late nights we had to work when we were young in this business, they couldn't handle it.
Sometimes you got to go, man.
We would work. And what time did y'all get finished last night, Alexia?
Around 9:30, 10.
Mm-hmm. You had to be here for the show to start at 6 o'clock. Ace and I used to work until 2 o'clock in the morning on weeknights. And before we could go in to do the show at 6, we had to get kicked in the nuts 3 times.
No, you did not.
By people, just to say, toughen up.
Whatever.
That's what it was like back in the day.
Shoot.
Nut kicking.
I can't remember the first time.
Caller 12 gets to kick us in the nuts.
Remember the first time they ever said, hey, the midday person's going to be out on Friday. And I was like, I can do middays. They go, well, you're supposed to do overnights from midnight to 6. And the midday show starts at 10. That's fine. I can do it. They're like, are you willing to do that? Yeah, I'll do it. I'll sleep downstairs. And I slept on a table in the program director's office so I could come back and just woke up, brushed my teeth, threw on a hat, and was back on the air at 10 doing the midday show.
On a table?
So, I was like, people can hear me now because I'm on the radio in the middle of the day.
So y'all need to come back for the midday show is what
right,
he's saying.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God. What kind of a crazy, scary show would that be? If Alexis is just running a regular show by herself, DJing.
Sounds like it would be a lit show.
Okay.
Lit ass show. Hey,
you having to run the controls and start the songs and talk over them and all that.
Inject it and save.
You know how to do what?
Inject it.
Inject it.
Do I hit injection? Force injection,
Rob? Force injection, Rob. Force injection. Oh, no, Rob. I hit the wrong button.
That's exactly what happens. Rob, I missed it.
Rob, can you save it?
But what we're doing in here is not like having to do a radio show by yourself. Although you wouldn't have to do it like we used to have to do radio shows by ourselves, because the technology and all is different, where you can record it ahead of time, put it into a computer at certain times and all of that stuff. But technology or not, being able to do that doesn't sound nearly as good as the old school way of pushing the button to start each song and talking over it live and doing all of that. The technology has made radio easier, but not better.
Right. It's made it worse.
Yeah, the technology took away the soul from radio.
The soul.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get us sidetracked, but we were talking earlier, one of our sponsors right now, the promoting documentary called Worst to First about Z100 New York. And along those lines, and TJ, I think, is probably the only one that can really appreciate this, but Riggins has seen him work in his own studio. One of our radio mentors, Scott Shannon, is a radio legend. And they tell this great story of, when they all had to run all the controls manually, when they went from mm-hmm. worst to first. And a guy who's another radio legend named Magic Matt Allen was on in the afternoon, and he said there was 2 seconds of dead air. And about 15 minutes later, the phone rang in the studio, the hotline rang, And said he answered the phone. It's Friday afternoon. It's like 4:15 or something like that. And this voice comes on, and it's Scott Shannon going, Magic Matt, am I not mistaken? Did I hear 2 seconds of dead air a minute ago on my radio station? He goes, you didn't. He goes, no, I'm pretty sure. Hang on, let me check my radio real quick. No, it says 100.3, and I heard 2.3 seconds of dead air on my radio station. He was like, I don't think you did. That's not how, I would never allow that on your radio station in New York.
Definitely not.
And he said he finally told him, don't ever let there be 2 seconds of dead air. Don't ever let there be 1 second of dead air on my radio station ever again. Because you had to be locked into what was going on.
Yeah, he doesn't miss a beat. Yeah,
even the commercials then, though, when we first started, I remember the first time I got to the radio station I worked for in college, and they said, once you load all the commercials, they'll run automatically. I was like, wait a minute. I just press one button. I don't have to start each commercial individually. And they were like, yeah, it'll run itself.
And sound like shit.
Oh, my God. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Sound terrible. That's when, about the same time that Top 40 night disc jockeys didn't have to be cool anymore. That used to be the coolest person on the radio station was the night person.
Yeah.
And now, they're wearing, radio station polos tucked into their, dark jeans and old New Balance dad tennis shoes with little backpacks on, like Dora the Explorer coming in. Being nerds and not cool.
Ace, so you were the coolest one at that radio station?
No. But I was cool. My show was cool.
Yeah, it really was.
It was just you by yourself at nighttime?
At night, 7 to midnight. Oh. TJ did the same thing. He was great at it.
Yeah. Ace's shit was like the older people at the radio station. Oh, damn, that kid's got it. That kind of stuff.
By that, they meant like VD and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. From letting girls
bad credit
at night, right? Yeah, one time, we've told this before, but, as you look back in life, I think anybody, as they get older, realize just bad decisions you made because your heart wanted something and it kept your head from paying attention to what was really going on. And we really wanted this job in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we took it, and it's now... And we've told the story a million times. In hindsight, we knew immediately, damn, we should not have taken this job. Like, this is bad. But it did taught us a great lesson, and it got us to Huntsville, which is where our careers really took off. But one of the things, when TJ talks about having to wear a station polo, one of the things we had to do a Wednesday night bar appearance in a college town. And here's what they made us wear. Black jeans, gray polos, that had the station logo on one side.
Embroidered.
And we had to wear name tags.
Ew, not name tags.
Yeah. And we went to them and said, hey, guys.
Corny.
We're the new morning show in town. It's a college town. We're going to a bar for a Wednesday night, drink thing. We can't go matching, and we especially can't go wearing name tags. Well, that's what the station went. This is a top 40. Like, we're playing the hot hit. This is the first impression a lot of these people are going to have of us. And we're dressed. You're making us dress the same. And we're wearing name tags.
Embroidered.
Yeah.
Look at those cool cats.
Right. Looks like we're delivering food.
Yeah.
Like we're the caterers.
Can you imagine me at the bar be like, who the hell are these dudes?
So, So we tried to hide.
We're the hot new morning show.
We sat by the door on stools. We just hid as much as we could the entire time. We were so embarrassed.
And they weren't even they were the worst color gray.
Yeah.
You can imagine. It was just ugly.
And the name tag was like a sticker that you would write on.
It was a pin. It was a pin that we had to wear everywhere.
Get out.
Yeah. You had to put it on.
We worked behind the desk of a hotel,
Oh, my God.
That's what it reminded me.
Those people were just not swaggy at all.
No, not swaggy.
Dave Anthony, WFMF morning host or whatever. I was like, I'm wearing a gold name tag like I'm the manager of a hotel. This is the best word that TJ described.
It was a miniature version of the placard that's on the outside of the door here that says Ace and TJ Show.
It's heavy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I would not have thought you guys were cool.
And we just kept looking at each other like, this is terrible. This is where I, this is terrible.
In a college town.
In a college town.
Yeah. Dweebs? Yeah. A college town that the college in the town was the one Ace graduated from.
I was so pumped to get that job. I wanted to work there so bad. We were going to rule.
We were going to rule.
We did.
This rules.
Yeah. This rules.
It did. I would go home in
this
the evening.
This does not rule.
This rules.
This, in fact, does not rule or rock.
I lived in this apartment, and my ex-wife was my fiance at the time. We had literally just gotten engaged like 6 weeks before we took this job. And I was so depressed. She was living in Alexandria, and I was living in Baton Rouge. And I would just order pizza and then keep, you know, I order a big pizza and have like two or three slices. And when it was done, I'd be laying on the couch watching TV in the evenings. And I could hang my head off the side of the end of the couch and see the doorway to the kitchen. And I'd just take the pizza box and throw it back through the thing. If it went through, great. If it didn't, I'll pick that up later. It's cool. I just get up and go to bed. Just try to get through the day. It sucks so bad.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So you're saying you shouldn't do that with pizza boxes normally?
Yeah, that's what you do. Rob does it driving down the road.
Confused. I'm sorry, Rob.
It's in his back seat.
Yeah, my point is you should go put it in the trash, but okay.
Huh.
Man, I want a pizza right now.
Oh, gosh.
A couple weeks, maybe last week, Rob had a pizza box in there, and I heard from this room Ace go in there at least once and go, Rob, you still got that pizza box? And Rob said, yeah, I got it last week. I just haven't thrown it away. And then like 2 days later, Ace went back in there and goes, Rob, you still have this pizza box? I didn't even notice the pizza box in there.
Is it a pizza box or is it that pizza that's in the refrigerator?
I don't know. You saw it.
It was in a plastic bag.
It's gone.
It's in the refrigerator. Finally. And I was like,
this
pizza's been in here for a while, Rob. Yeah, I need to throw that away. Oh. It's pieces of pizza sitting in a Ziploc bag in the refrigerator.
I thought it was a whole pizza.
He's trying to make some homemade penicillin.
Is the more surprising part that I forgot it in there or that I didn't actually eat the piece?
I don't know. I've never forgotten pizza.
Me neither.
Yeah, I can't think that's ever happened to me.
Now, y'all know there's one thing that I keep up with religiously, and that is the ins and outs of what goes on with the Insane Clown Posse.
Sure.
ICP.
Yeah. Violent J, which is one of the Insane Clown Posse men. Yeah. Watch that Showtime docuseries called We Need to Talk About Cosby. And then he tweeted, quote, after watching the docuseries, I feel psychotic. America's favorite dad spent 50 years drugging and raping women and joked about it all along, then treated them like they did him foul. Now I feel psychotic too, knowing my urge to end his freedom by sending him to hell quicker.
Whoa.
Ooh, wow.
So one could take that as a death threat, or
how else are you supposed to take that?
I think maybe Mr. Violent J would say, excuse me, that was hyperbole.
Do we have your name correct? It's Violent J.
With your associate Shaggy Two Dope.
Wow. Scary.
But they, in that Secrets of Playboy documentary, have Bill Cosby in the opening credits of every show. Like he's part of the, like when the theme starts, making it seem like he was in there all the time. You know, the celebrities that are in there. And that's all, like, during the documentary, they don't say anything about him really. But they show him playing tennis in there, you know, as if to say, oh, look at this. This is the kind of trash that was going on. And
it's a bastion of creeps.
But he was there at the Playboy Mansion then, right?
Yeah. And if you haven't seen it, I don't want to ruin anything for you, but yeah, Hugh Hefner was a creep.
I've got to see that because the things that are coming out that are in that documentary are just crazy. And
of course, who wouldn't think he's a creep? Running around in his pajamas all the time.
Yeah, it just seems like some of the stuff that's come out of the wild.
And you know that he was doing drugs and all of that kind of crap. And he's basically, Hugh Hefner acted as a cult leader, I think.
Really?
Never got where people like talking about how cool he is, and he was an old, creepy, dirty cockroach of a person, porn peddler, smut peddler. They got laid though, man, them hot women.
There's a,
like, when he was 50, he decided he was going to make this 19-year-old his girlfriend, and she's telling how he controlled her and all of that stuff. But a 50-year-old and a 19-year-old, I mean, that's, there's a big difference in, you know, 19 and 24, 25.
Right.
Like Ace's age difference.
I was only 47.
Oh, I didn't even piece that together. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're talking about a 19-year-old and a 50-year-old already billionaire who lives in a basically a whorehouse and, you know, runs a sex fantasy event business. I don't know.
There's a story out.
Completely different, but it's disturbing in a lot of areas. Mm. But I mean, just, I don't care who you are. If you're running around in your pajamas all day, every day, then I don't care if they're expensive pajamas or if you've showered or what, or how much money you got, you're trashy.
Yeah, well, there's a story out today.
If you're not sick, you're trashy.
His ex-girlfriend says she saw him, she walked in on him.
With a dog.
Engaging in an act with a dog.
Ew, yeah. Who was doing that with the dog?
Yeah.
She said Hef was.
Sandra Theodore, who dated Hugh Hefner in the 1970s, said
the
that.
Hell?
Yeah, was 19. She was the 19-year-old.
The heck?
But yeah, so I think they've got one more episode left of it, but I mean, you can find it on demand or whatever. It's on A&E, only on A&E.
Yeah, I think it's on Amazon or Hulu. It's on also, but I got to go back and watch that. It seems just crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You need some cleanup and restoring going on in your home or business, then you get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration. Their emergency technicians will jump right on that. They know that you're in what they call dire straits. If you're calling Paul Davis to come in, you need to get back to living your life. So, for example, if there were a flood or you have mold, or maybe you left to go on vacation and somebody left a window open, and when you got back home, a huge, you know, just thousands and thousands of bats had gotten into your house, and they're hanging upside down all over the place, and they got that bat poop just caking on the walls where it turns into cement and all, like it does in a cave.
Yeah, just,
and then they've just destroyed your furniture, and they got destroyed the carpets. It's just, oh, you know how it is when thousands of bats set up, you know, sure, house in your dwelling. It's not good at all. So Paul Davis come in and fix what the bats tore up.
Help you get your security deposit back.
That's right. That is right. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it.
You ever thought you weren't going to get a security deposit back? Then you get one. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
They must not have looked at this place. Awesome.
The reason I was thinking about bats is because Riggins was just talking about coffee beans that come from bat poop.
Yeah, it's a thing. Cat, monkey, elephant.
They make coffee beans
they
from
do, they do. How? It comes out of the poop. The animals eat it, poop it out whole. It doesn't break down in their stomach. And then they salvage the beans out of it. It's a thing.
Is that... And that makes it taste better? Is that what they claim?
I would imagine. and it probably takes out some of the acidity. I'm sure there's some, you know, barista reasoning behind it, but I'm not making that. I don't think I am, but I have made up shit before, and I just think it's true. So somebody might want to double check that, but I think poop is involved somehow.
I always wonder how they wash coffee beans.
I mean, there's...
Yeah.
How do they wash coffee beans without making coffee while they're doing it?
That's a good point, yeah.
Okay.
Shit, wow. We just tried to wash it, and we just made a ton of coffee.
Smells great in here, but what are we going to do with it?
I didn't even think of it.
And now the beans are used.
Okay, that's fascinating. That's it.
Oh, my God.
What Guys, did we do? What did we do?
I didn't Shit. Think this through.
Oh, my God. I knew I shouldn't have had that edible before we went to wash the beans.
Yeah.
Who washes beans?
Wash them again. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Now we've just made weaker coffee.
That's crazy.
Alexis, don't your people, don't they grow coffee beans in El Salvador?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they do. I mean, I've never had Salvadorian coffee before, so I don't know.
What kind of coffee is that you drink? Ecuadorian? What is
Cuban.
It? Cuban.
Yeah.
Okay.
Café Bustelo.
Café Bustelo.
And is it stronger than regular Folgers and Starbucks and things like that?
Yeah, it's like espresso ground. It's delicious.
I wouldn't hit a dog in the ass with any espresso. I've never had an espresso that I like. And I've really never had an espresso that I like. That drives me nuts.
Drinking straight espresso is intense. But if you add it to another coffee drink, it just gives you more caffeine. And it makes it richer, but it's an easier way to drink it.
I love it.
And it looks so stupid in those tiny cups.
No, those are so cute. I love them.
I mean, for women, I guess it's okay, especially if you got little hands. But
yeah,
when I see there's no way a guy looks masculine drinking an espresso out of one of those tiny cups. I don't care who he is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It could be damn Vin Diesel, man.
That's right.
Drinking out of an espresso cup. And even that son of a bitch is going to look feminine.
Ain't nobody cool like damn Vin Diesel.
Hell no, man. That toughest guy in the world, man. I don't mess with him. Maybe that Reacher fella. You know Reacher?
Yeah, sure.
Last name Round.
Reacher. You get it.
First name Reacher, last name Round.
That dude's a monster. I just watched an episode of that.
Yeah, I know.
I've never even seen the guy before, but that dude looks like
huge.
Like a mutant.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a superhero, man.
He does.
He was. Didn't shrink back down after he took off his damn uniform.
Yeah.
He was a superhero.
Oh, of course.
He was also
Which one was he, Rob?
He was Hawk in Titans.
Hawk in Titans.
Mm-hmm. Very obscure. I can talk about the silence.
No. I mean, that's fun. That's your thing.
Didn't know any of those things. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know the damn Batman and the damn Superman. That's it.
And Coochie Man.
Yeah, Coochie Man.
Coochie Man.
Here comes Coochie Man.
Coochie man. Friendly neighborhood titty man.
Coochie man,
titty man.
It's a Coochie dynamic man. Duo.
That's what that for the Coochie can.
Would they allow the Saturday Night Live cartoon, the animated thing that used to run nowadays, or would it be canceled? The ambiguously gay duo.
I don't know.
It's the ambiguously gay duo.
I don't know that they would now, to be honest with you. That would.
It was Ace and Gary, right?
Ace and Gary.
What are their names? Ace and Gary, the ambiguously gay duo. Still ain't tough as titty, man, I'm telling you.
Hell no.
Give me that cape. Put a big T on my chest.
Ain't nobody as tough as Teddy, man.
So, Alexis, you were messing with us, you know, keeping on and on about bringing in your coffee and making it. But how would we make that if it's espresso ground? It would fall right through our little filter in there.
No, I use the same filter.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet it's horrible.
That's why I'm not bringing it, because I'm not trying to hear y'all's mouths.
Riggins would probably like it.
No, Riggins would talk the most shit. I already know, like both of y'all. be like, oh, this coffee tastes very Hispanic.
Unlike every other cup of coffee we've ever had, you know, picked by Juan Valdez, Colombian.
This tastes Spanish.
This coffee tastes Hispanic.
We want Folgers. We like our American coffee. I don't want to hear it.
Cafe Bustelo is American, apparently.
It's Cuban.
I don't know. I saw it in Food Line the other day. I was like, oh, this ain't. I thought it was like glamorous or something.
I think it would. I would try that. It sounds like it would be.
I know. Ace, you're always willing to try it.
It has some flavor.
Yeah, I would not say it tastes like.
Yes, you would.
I would not say it tastes bad. I wouldn't do any of that.
Please.
Because I wouldn't try it. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even try.
Why not?
No.
You don't trust it because it's not American?
No, I don't trust it because I don't like strong, bitter coffee. I don't like espresso. If it tastes like an espresso, I know I'm not going to like it.
It's delicious.
Just like going, you wouldn't let a mule kick you in the nuts? No. No, I wouldn't because I know I wouldn't like that. It would be painful. So why would I try it? Just try it once. You don't have an open mind.
I mean,
you're not very open-minded.
Just look at their tagline. Bienvenidos to the bold sabor Latino of our rich espresso style coffee.
Well, that's doesn't a tagline?
Yeah, wow.
Wow, that sounds like a commercial. Full-on commercial. Where is it made, Rob?
It is currently, well, it doesn't say where it's made, but it's made by the J.M. Smucker Company.
Oh, well, the name like Smuckers, it has to be good. You got jelly coffee, girl. You coming up in here with some jelly coffee.
That ain't authentic.
Yeah. It came out of Cuba.
And why is he trying to tell me, oh, it's not? Like, why is he always trying to tell me about my people?
Well, because it used to
I don't
be.
Tell you about it's white anymore. People.
It's because yes, you don't you know do. About them.
You sure do tell us about white people.
Yeah. Every sentence is ended with white people.
No.
With you.
Yeah, in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, I love y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a good way. Okay.
But,
white people. You did make a lot of comments about white people.
You're acting like, you know, we can finally get that here in the States since they ended the embargo.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's coming from the Smucker's Company in Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's the wherever Smucker's that is. Company.
They're going to eat this up. Watch. Yeah. We'll slap an ethnic name on it. They'll love it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's right across the street from the Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah. It's all white people.
Smucker's.
on the Wikipedia, it says it used to be made by filtering it through a coffee sock.
A coffee sock?
Mm-hmm. How much more Hispanic can you get?
Has anyone seen my coffee sock?
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So, how many more days will this argument about your Dungeons and Dragons event last night continue, Rob and Alexis?
I just don't understand why he won't let me be great.
So you're saying that you were great at Dungeons and Dragons, and he says that you were just okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and all the decisions and all the things I wanted to do were fun. He was like, I want my character. I want to check these boxes over here, and there's like nothing there.
Well, you have to make sure.
I already knew, though. I could tell by the Dungeon Master's body language.
So,
in the hell.
So, Rob criticizing you is his not letting you be great.
Yeah.
He is a great blocker. You know,
he's great. Oh, Rob, the great blocker.
He is. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't want me to be great in his world.
I
but here's the thing. Maybe that he's just a realist, and
yeah,
you know, that, well, you created a little fairy as a character. You're not actually one.
Can you?
And you have to live the real life.
Alexis, tell them the detail that you included that Kyle was like, I don't know when that's going to come up.
So you have these character printouts, right? And you're supposed to give the backstory to your character. And I said that my character, her name was Luna, had the best titties of all the land.
Okay.
Yep.
You included that in your backstory.
In my bio. And the best bubble butt. That... the warlocks or any magical creature have ever seen.
At a client-related event. Mm-hmm.
I got the best titties.
Where they don't normally speak that way.
Yeah.
The best titties of all the land.
She also
you got all these nerds in here. They ain't got titties like these.
Yeah.
She also asked the Dungeon Master at one point about another character's boobs.
Yeah, I said because he said he was describing her. He's like, well, she has like this chain linked top, and I said, does she have big boobs under there? Like, I'm just trying to make sure I get the right visual of what this character looks like. Thought it was a fair question.
What did he say?
He said they're double. They were D's, D cups.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your friend that went with you, who is really into playing Dungeons and Dragons, were you on her nerves, or was she? Like going along with you and pretending like you were the greatest.
She was being a hater too.
Oh, okay. So that's two people who are blocking your greatness.
Yeah. I had the best imagination.
Your best friend and Tech D Rob.
And can I just tell you that the storyline where it went, I was right about every single thing that I kept saying. I was like, I think this. And Rob was like, well, I think we should do this first. And I'm like, okay, let's do that. But then at the end of it, everything that I said, I was right about.
But I never said you were wrong. I just said, well, maybe we'll get to that. We just got to, let's do the process.
I didn't have time to get to that.
Okay.
How long did it last? Like this one game. How long
2 hours.
Oh, a little over.
And there's no winner. I guess you just keep playing.
Well, no, but the story's not over. We have to continue the story.
Yeah, we have to go back.
And you'll have the same players?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to play with them anymore. Ooh, I feel like I might want to play with other people.
I was saying the same thing, honestly.
Because
she's going to take her titties to another land. Yeah,
another land.
It just,
How could I have been right and I did a bad job? How does that make sense? I was right about everything of this storyline and where the story was going, yet I did okay.
It's not about the destination, it's how you get there.
Oh, so that sounds like a bunch of bulls.
Right, exactly. I'm not gonna waste my time checking every little crook and cranny. I get what we were doing. I saw what that issue was. Crook and cranny.
Every little crooked cranny. Because you know crannies get crooked as hell.
Yeah.
Up in there. In a Dungeons and Dragons game.
It's an English muffin with crooks and crannies.
Crooks and crannies. I don't got time for all that. Like, I'm trying to, like, get to this lady, beat her up, kill her, destroy her, hit up the goblin, take the shit, and let's get out of here.
But they were slowing you down.
Slowing me down.
It could have been a 20-minute game.
Seriously.
Yeah, let's storm the castle, take the shit, and leave.
Yeah.
Smash and
what
grab.
What spells you got? Okay, I got these spells. Let's work together. Come on, get out of here.
And you sit there with your notes about your character and all the story of your character.
I mean,
how does that come into play?
You make up the backstory, but then you make up stories as you go.
Okay,
it's just storytelling.
So it's a 2 hour long game that with no winner.
Well, yeah, and also it could be longer than 2 hours if you choose to do that.
Yeah. So how do you win ultimately?
It's not a game that you can win or lose.
Then it's not a game.
It's crazy.
I guess it's not really a game. It's more just like story.
Yeah. Telling. Okay. Let's clear that up. That's games fine. Have winners.
That's fine.
So, and I don't know how the thirst trap and pictures in front of the place goes with the story.
Well, because my outfit was very on point for the vibe of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was showcasing.
Okay, so it didn't really have anything to do with Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, it did.
Other than your outfit was on point mm-hmm. for the vibe of Dungeons and Dragons. Exactly. The D&D vibe.
Exactly.
Okay. It's hard to keep up with all that. But your friend I'm sorry, Rob, was her friend better at the game than she was?
I don't think. I everybody did fine. And everybody's trying to learn. I didn't do great either, obviously. I just wanted to try and learn the game, because like I've never actually played full Dungeons and Dragons either. So
let me guess,
it's hard to learn the game when she's talking shit the whole time. I bet
it wasn't great.
I'm trying to learn. Shut up.
What a great answer. It wasn't great.
He almost died. He like survived by the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Who did he almost get killed by? Or what? What was it?
Some chanting sorcerer of some sort.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're trying to learn how to play the game, Rob, and she's talking the entire time about other stuff, or about stuff that's not important to the game?
It was important to her at the time in the game. She made it important to her. It was, you know, we were just trying to get along, and she was making that difficult.
So when you go back, Rob,
I mean, I knew where we were going and what we had to do.
Would you rather not have to do the team thing next time with Alexis, and you just go and play?
No, I'll play. I'll play with her again. It'll be fine. Everybody's.
Which would you rather do, Alexis? Go play without Rob, or have Rob there again?
I mean, I would like to see how other people play in there if they're haters, also.
So, I'm looking for an answer in there to the question that I presented. Which, so not play with Rob again? Go by yourself and play?
Yeah, I want to see what the other experience is like.
Okay. Well, that's not nice.
Good answer, though. Not that you didn't enjoy the experience with Rob. You just want to see what experience
exactly
would be like.
Exactly.
You're the person in the band who just decides, hey, I need to break out and do something solo on my own just to see what that experience is like.
I want to see if other people think I'm awesome. And if they do, then that means Rob is just a straight-up hater.
Well, when they have the same reaction I do, you can't come back to this band.
But do
I'll be in my own band. Band of one.
So, do you think everyone else other than Rob thought you were awesome last night?
I think that they thought I was... I think the Dungeon Master was very entertained, and he had a great time. And he thought I was awesome. And that's all that matters.
I'm not saying it wasn't a fun time. I had fun.
Explain to me how games work. If I figured out every single part of the game as we went along, I was right about it all, and I had the most health at the end of it, would you not think that that person did very well?
I would think that.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, how did I not do well? I figured out every part of the game, and I had the most health at the end.
But Rob did say that you didn't exactly put yourself out there as far as, like, you had the best health because you didn't do anything.
No, I did do stuff, and then I used a potion to bring my health back up because I had that type of spell that I could do. So I did it. Mm-hmm. I knew what my skill sets were, and I used them to my advantage. Mm-hmm. He's just mad because I picked up on the game like that. I was like, oh.
He doesn't seem mad.
I'm not mad at all.
He really does.
He's
like,
man.
I think we all just need to continue learning the game.
I think this sounds perfect for you, Riggins. This is a world that you need to get into.
I'll be honest.
You and I both need to go.
The last 10 minutes, I have just been completely checked out. I don't have a clue what they're talking about.
I'm dying for you to go once and participate in this game, just to give us a report.
I would like to. I think it would be entertaining to watch her do it. I think that would be funny to watch them, you know, figure it out. But, I mean, I think I'm about tapped out on this. All this it's thrilling, but...
It's just a different world.
It's a different world, and I respect it, and I loved it. They're having fun. You know, they say, don't yuck my yum. You ever heard that phrase?
Yeah.
I'm not going to yuck their yum. They enjoy playing it.
You'll always be yucking my yums all the time.
You'll always be yucking my yums.
Yeah, all of y'all. You guys be yucking my yum.
You're projecting, because you're doing that quite a bit lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything that I'm into, you guys yuck my yums.
Like what?
Really?
Anything that I'm into. If I'm into coloring, oh my God, who's into coloring? Oh, you're into Reiki? Ha ha ha. What a loser.
I didn't say anything about coloring.
Crystals?
That guy said that. I said that would be a red flag for him. If he were on a date with someone, he found out, you know, as an adult, that they color all the time.
Yeah, well, Ace said that it wasn't artwork.
Well, it's not art.
So. It's not yucking.
That's my yucking my yum.
No, it doesn't mean you're not you're not.
What you said about it wasn't positive. It was negative.
I said that doesn't make you an artist.
That's negative.
You know, my 5-year old when my kids were 5, they colored. They weren't artists. They were just coloring.
You could be like, oh, yeah, that's really good. And if you try a little harder, you're even going to get better. You could have gone like that.
Right. right. To
at
you?
What, coloring?
To you at 31?
Yeah. You're an adult.
All I'm saying is you guys ask me, how do you guys yuck my yum? And I'm telling you, everything that I'm into, you guys bust my bubble and tell me it's dumb.
Well, also, I don't think that's true. Also, I think anything someone says to you that's not a glowing, your wonderful, incredible response, you see as a put down.
Yeah, negative energy.
Yeah, negative energy.
Putting it out in the universe.
Right. I think you guys can do whatever you guys want and whatever you put your mind to. Ace, I'm sure that you are a fantastic drummer. And if I saw you, I'd be like, oh my God, is that a musician in the house?
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. No, TJ, wouldn't. I know that you are a fantastic cook. And if I came to eat at your house, I would say, oh my God, is this a Michelin star restaurant? And Riggins, if I came to your place, I would be like, look at him. He's so good at drinking beers. He's awesome at it.
He's the best little beer drinker. He's the best beer drinker. Yeah.
All right. Well, say you went to Ace's house and he had pictures that he had colored on his refrigerator.
Yeah.
You wouldn't come in making jokes about that and making fun of him. Say, hey, Ace guy thinks he's an artist. He got some pictures he colored. He framed it and put it up in his office.
No. I would say, please. Oh, look at Ace trying something different.
Come on. Therapeutic. You're making fun of him today for going to the post office.
No, we were talking.
Yeah, that's true. We were talking
about things that seem old, and that is a thing that seems old to me.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You're 100% correct.
I'm just saying,
TJ,
I support you guys in everything that you guys ever want to do. Whatever you love, I'm all about it all the time.
We'll follow Ace to the post office today and tell him how great it is.
Yeah.
Let him teach you how to deal with stuff at the post office.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So Riggins, if you're dating a woman, is it worse for her to refer to herself as a dog mom or insist on referring to you as a dog dad?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
Or dog daddy.
Yeah, referring to me as a dog dad. That's weird. I don't like that.
Hmm. What if when she's talking to your dog, Raleigh, and she says, speaking like through him or whatever, oh, come on, dad, let me have a treat.
Oh.
Would that be worse than just saying you're a dog dad?
Yeah.
Dad, like referring to you as dad through the dog?
Yeah. My old dog walker, the one from El Salvador, she left me a card on Father's Day in the voice of the dog. I was like, what are you doing? But I just read it as her. She's like, happy Father's Day. I was like, please don't do that. And she's like, just thought it was hysterical.
Oh, wow.
It was weird, though.
What do you call yourself to your cat, Alexis?
I say that I'm her mom.
But do you say come to mommy or come to mom?
I say, oh, you just love your mama so much, don't you?
Okay, mom.
Your mama's baby.
Mm-hmm.
She does do a lot of baby talk with the cat.
She does it when the cat's not even here.
Yeah. If I'm looking at a picture of her, I have to do it.
So, Riggins, so you're getting to know this hot girl. You like her. Everything's going smoothly. How do you handle the situation if she's calling you the dog dad, do you tell her not to do it, or do you let it go for a little while, and, or do you just like make fun of it to for her to get the point? I don't like that.
No, I just say stop doing that. Because when I say stuff, it can come across as more aggressive than I mean it. So I think she'll get the message pretty quickly.
And you would do it immediately. Then.
Yeah, probably.
You would correct it immediately.
I don't like that. I got a boy dog. I'm a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't do that. I can almost understand if it was like a female dog.
Oh, did dad leave you by yourself?
Yeah.
I just miss mama so much. Mm. I just missed you so much, and you're so cute, and I just love your paws.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
You're a crazy person.
I talk to her like that all the time.
Ace, does your wife refer to you as dad or daddy to her dog?
No.
No.
No. And I said that early on.
Stepdad?
No.
No. Because she had the dog before y'all got married. The dog was with another guy.
Yeah. She'll ask him, like,
pregnant, dog pregnant from another guy.
Yeah. When I come in, she'll ask him, like, oh, is that your best friend?
Yeah.
You know, so he's my best friend. And it's kind of a come from a Peyton thing, because Peyton was like his best friend.
But she doesn't refer to you as dad or
daddy. No, she does refer to her as his mom, which is like, oh, okay.
He's like, you're not my real dad.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Toby, I'm not trying to take his place. I'm just taking his space.
Daddy.
I don't call him dad. I never thought about that before. I'm like Toby's stepdad.
Yeah.
It's cool, but I'm a fun stepdad. It'll be okay.
Yeah. Do all the same stuff your dad would do.
So, Alexis, if you're the girl in Riggins' situation, would that offend you? Would you think that was ridiculous that he corrected you on calling him dad to his dog?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. I'd be like, don't get your panties in a bunch. Relax.
Daddy.
Just, you know, be light.
You are a dog daddy, Riggins.
You are a dog daddy.
You're a dog daddy.
You do more for your dog than a normal person does for their dog.
I agree.
So you are definitely a dog daddy.
But I didn't father the dog.
Your adoptive father.
And I definitely ain't calling anybody daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not, but... Break. But you don't ever refer to yourself in any way to the dog? Like, bring it to Riggins.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just use that anyway. I refer to myself in the third person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I saw at PetSmart yesterday? They actually have Brita pictures specific for dogs now. And they have the things that you can switch out the filter part of it.
Really?
What's the difference? I wonder.
Why? I don't even know, but I was just like,
filtered water is filtered water.
That's what I said. Why would it matter what type of filter you put in it? But this one was at PetSmart for dogs.
Yeah. It's like it's got a picture of a cute dog on the side of it. That's why. So that way the dog doesn't drink up all of the cold water in the Brita pitcher for the humans and vice versa.
Is the Brita like a freestanding thing or what?
No, it's like it's not even a pitcher. It doesn't have a handle. It just sits in the fridge and it's got a spout on it.
They make them though in a pitcher.
Yeah, sure, they make small ones. But this is 20 cups or 30 cups of water. It's big.
Oh, that's two a good of them. One.
Yeah, so you don't have to fill it up as often.
Oh, okay.
Mine is just the pitcher.
Because Amanda's talking about getting one because she has
the big one.
Well, here's the thing. So I have this big gallon thing of water, this deal, and she doesn't like that I fill it up with this water out of the sink.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm not going to stand at the refrigerator and hold it the whole time. And it's the water out of the sink is just fine.
Yeah, it is.
She's like, I'm going to get us a Brita since that's not probably not good water for you. I'm like, it's water. It's fine.
Wouldn't it take up so much room in the fridge?
Who knows?
You're putting meat.
I don't live in Flint, Michigan.
You could be putting meat in there.
They're super narrow.
And by the way, I'm not making fun of Flint, Michigan. I think what happened there is a disaster. I'm just saying, you know, my water's fine. Just get it out of the sink, throw it in the fridge, it's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep filling that thing up?
No, it holds like a ton of water.
I know, but you have to manually fill it up.
Yeah, you just open that little slot up there.
And then it purifies it or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. But if it's a gallon, that's going to, I mean, you're going to have to.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You don't care, who cares?
I don't care. I'm fine. Nobody ever.
What does she think is going to happen to you?
I don't know that it's not the best water.
It's going to have brain-eating amoebas in it.
Yeah.
Well, Brita only filters like flavor.
We live pretty close to. I'm sure that water. One day she said, I bet that water comes out of Lake Norman. No. If it does, they clean it. It's fine. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I was a water washer one time.
A water washer.
All day I just had to clean the water. It's ridiculous.
You love yours though, Riggins? Your Brita?
Yeah, I use it all every day. Mm-hmm. Love it.
But it's not going to do you any good because you'd have to fill the Brita up every day.
It'd be
and then wait on it to be filtered before you can
drink it. We got two people trying to drink a gallon of water a day. I mean, that seems like it's way more work than is necessary. Oh, well then,
how does she fill hers up?
I don't know. I guess she stands at the... she doesn't have a big gallon jug. She has a smaller, still a jug, but she does it at the refrigerator. And I just don't have the patience. Shocker.
Do that four times a day.
Stand at the damn refrigerator that long.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, tell her to mind her business.
Yeah,
I will. Mind yours. Mind your business. If I want to drink doo doo particles in my water, then I'll do it.
I will. Thank you.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 20.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.